The Meaning of Light, that's the name of the attraction, the name of this place. We opened, with Hashem's help, last week. I'll give you a brief rundown of how we got to here. About a year ago, Rav Dror gave a wonderful, fiery lecture, as he always does, on the need for us to do Havatsa, to get out there and to, particularly here in Eir Atika, in the Rava, we have between 2 and 3 million people every year come through the. Rav Dror said, get out down to the Kotel, take the books with you and start selling. So, being a good Talmid, try and do my answers. So myself, Abraham and Reuven, three of us went out not long after, next day, a few days later, bought the books, and we all came down to the Kotel. About a year ago, we stood at the top of the stairs, arranged the books very nicely along the railing there, and we were there for about 3 hours. In 3 hours, we managed to do distribution on one book, for Hashem. Gone a piece, I think, maybe. I'm not sure now. And we got into one discussion with a feminist who was very upset that the Rav's books don't include pictures of women. Obviously, if you're going to complain about something, that's not something. And then we came home. We dealt with this, and we came home. So, I took from that experience that Hashem has not made me into a hafizah guy. This is not who I am. I'm not a person who can stand on the corner and hand out books. It's not me. However, I need to fulfill the words of the Rav. I need to do hafizah. So I need to start thinking, how can I do hafizah? There has to be another way which is more akin to my talents, to what I can do, what I can create, that's not doing this, because this Hashem showed me doesn't work. So that was the seed of where we are now, a year ago. I started to think, what exactly can I do? What can we do? We've got 2 million, 3 million people coming through. There must be a way to get. So first of all, I had different ideas. They didn't all work. First of all, I thought, top, think big. Right? Why not? If you're going to do it, think big. I thought, let's start Breslov House. More like Chabad House, Chabad. Let's do Breslov House. I looked around the Rova, spoke to some estate agents. They showed me some very nice premises, very nice price tags on them. And none of them was exactly right. It was too out of the way. It didn't have the right shape. It didn't have the right number of rooms. There was something missing. But then he showed me a very nice place. Mamash on the Rova, on the square itself, where the Chorva is. There, a beautiful place with a 100 square meter auditorium. And I thought this would be perfect for Shirin. We'll do a Breslov House with Shirin. And I was thinking, okay, it's good, but it costs a lot of money. It's got to be able to pay for itself. How are we going to make it pay? Can't just offer Shirin. How much people are going to pay for a Shirin? So let's switch it. Instead, Hashem gave me an idea. Let's make an attraction. Let's make people pay to come in. Why not? People, 2 million, 3 million people come to the Rova every year, come to the center of the world for theology, for religion, right? And they come away with nothing. They see a few stones, they see a bit of broken pottery. They come in, they come out. They get nothing. Let's try and give them something to take home, something spiritual that they can take home with them. For everyone. And within that, we'll embed Rabbeinu's teachings and the fact that Hashem is in the world, and slowly, give him a push. So we came up with a movie, an exciting movie that Hashem we're going to see in a few minutes. A movie that's going to appeal to people who are mamash, completely, God is not on their radar. They're not thinking about Hashem, it's not interesting for them. In fact, if you try and speak to them about it, they're going to be put off. Right? There has to be a movie which is fun, which is exciting, which is interesting to see from the eye. Something that's going to catch people's attention. That they're going to, hopefully with humor. So Bezat Hashem, that's what we set out to do. Also started off with big ideas. I'm going to take this auditorium, 100 people, 100 seat movie theater. We're going to get the best, latest, most 3D stereoscopic screening. I went to Tel Aviv, met with the movie producers who do these major movies. Big letdown. They showed me this movie that they just made that wasn't yet released, that they were very proud of. Look at this, they were trying to impress me with their new movie they just made. I watched it, I was like, okay, it's interesting. So that plus they wanted a price tag of about, they were asking $3 million. We could have knocked them down to maybe two and a half. But either way, it still wasn't really in my budget, right? So I got a little bit of yush at this point, and dropped everything, right? This is how it works, right? And I dropped everything. It's not going to work. It can't be. Todd, some time passed, a few more weeks, a few more months. My wife says to me, you should listen to your wife. My wife says to me, you know what? It's a great idea. You just need to do it small. Start small. Hashem doesn't need you to be big. Hashem wants it to work. It's going to... So find a small place. Find someone to make the movie cheap. We don't need 3D stereoscopic all the bit. It's a thing. We'll find, we'll do a nice movie. And people will come. So that's what we did. And when we decided that, we got a lot of Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem gave us this place here. This place here was standing empty for a good few years. A guy gave it me for a very good price. Amazing price. That we were able to rent this for. The movie itself found a nice Jewish guy on the internet. I looked on one of those common internet sites for making all... that you can find stuff, whatever you need. I might have found a Jewish guy. He's the guy who not only made the film, he's the guy, he's the actor, he's playing in the film as well. I said to him when we were making the film, we need some actors. Do you know anyone? He says, you know what, I've done a bit about acting myself, maybe I'll do it. I'm like, yeah, cool, okay. And who worked with those two main characters? And there's an older guy. And what about the older guy? Oh, my dad can do that. Turns out, the day of the filming, his dad had an operation, so his dad didn't do it, and his friend of his dad did it. So, Mamash, Hashem made everything fall into place. Not to say that we haven't had a lot of issues along the way. Baruch Hashem, we were meant to be open already in Pesach. Baruch Hashem, we're opening this week. So, Tob, with that, I'm going to put the movie on. Yes?
Ruben said it's going to not be a rest of a place, but really it is a rest of a place.
It's really, those who are switched on will see the reference to Rabbeinu in the movie. Right? You can spot the references. We have out on here, if you see the big... story that's written up on the wall, it's an excerpt from the Master of Prayer that we wrote up. It doesn't say at the bottom Master of Prayer Rabbi Nachman, just the story. So the idea is if you make it to Rabbeinu, you're going to cut off a lot of people. A lot of people, so it can't be obvious. I mean, Rabbeinu says, interestingly, the person who wants to learn about Kiruv should read the Master of Prayer. The Master of Prayer is all about Kiruv, how to do Kiruv. He says over there in the Master of Prayer, he says in the story, the Master of Prayer would speak to people about God, and if he saw that they weren't interested in what he was trying to tell them, he would make it into a joke so they wouldn't realize what he was trying to teach them about. He just walked away. Right? That was an important part of it, that they should still be able to, still have to play on a different level, that, well, it's a nice movie and on top, and with both.
Rabbeinu also told us, in one of the sikhot, that teaches stuff, his things, without mentioning it's from him.
Uh-huh.
There are people who want to hear it.
Right.
And they'll eventually come around.
Right. Okay. So that's also an Indian case. Okay, so we're going to screen it now. It's a 20-minute movie. The sound at the beginning is a little bit difficult to hear. It's something we're going to get changed. We've heard about it. But any other comments and feedback, I'm very happy to receive from you. The other thing I want to say, just generally speaking about this place, the place is, the main thing is the movie, we've got a quiz, we've got activities for children, but we have here a unique place. We have a movie theatre in the heart of the Rova, we have a place to lecture for 25 people, right? We're open to all suggestions, people want to put on events here, people want to bring in speakers, people want to have whatever, to make use of this place.
Concerts,
whatever, to make the best use of the place. It's here. It's available. I'm paying for it. It's here anyway. Let's go out there and do something useful. We get one. We've opened for like now a week, right? And we're not advertising yet. I'm just starting printing the flyers now and talking to people. But in that town, we're getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people a day. Some days, like one or two guys have come in. That's it. But one or two guys, and then I'm thinking, only one or two people. one or two people is huge. I stood at the Kotel for 3 hours and gave one book, and I was like happy, right? So we don't have to fill the place every single day, every single day. Every single person that comes in and gets a little bit more closer to Hashem is wonderful. Oh, so with that, let's try and.